UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
That's his game. They don't get back. He was looking. Now look at his steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mavis.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Here comes Mavis off the steal.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and if the producer did his job, then surely you have told a friend to tell a friend. You never know what you're going to get on Middays. We got two players in the building, and I do mean players. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, it's another beautiful day. Nice drive in. Look, today was another day where I stepped out on the balcony, was like, it's nice. Like, it's nice. Yeah, look, I appreciate beautiful days like this, man. So it was a nice drive in, and I knew what we had coming to kick the show off. So, man, stuff we enjoy doing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Nikki V in the booth.
Nick, I'm all screwed it up.
You go ahead and get your comments out. You don't have any headphones, but we won't be talking to you too much anyway. So if you want to say hello, get it out the way.
They want the boot.
Like to welcome our guests in studio. You'll see the tweet up momentarily. I had to mess around with the sepia filter and everything. Yeah. I mean, you guys are great looking, but I just wanted you guys to go from 9s to 10s. But awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. We all lost right in kickball last night. I'm sad about that. Besides that, everything's sunshine and rainbows.
We're going to address that. I'm going to address that attitude that you came in here with before I had a chance to talk to Steve Rummage. Thank goodness Steve explained to me the positive momentum of your kickball league. So, Steve.
Yep.
Two gentlemen in here.
That's right, man.
Monty Montgomery.
I've heard the
and
name.
Brock Doman in the building, in the 93.9 studios, also known as the Players Club from time to time. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Feeling good. Again, you can extend the microphone out to both of you. You know, yeah, like I said, pull it on out. Y'all can pass it back and forth and everything. Okay, so let's get the professional stuff out the way. You guys are in here. We're talking about camps. You give us the rundown. Give the people the rundown of your upcoming camp.
Yeah, man. So we're here to provide an amazing opportunity for kids in the Louisville area. We have a camp this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. in King Louis. And we're giving out a signed jersey by Monty Montgomery after the camp to the camp MVP, whoever shows just the most hustle, the best attitude, the best effort. Because we're all about just bringing out great vibes and bringing out the best in these kids. Mm. And we're going to have over 25 to 30 volunteers. So every kid's going to get touched. Every kid's going to get spoken into.
Yep.
And it's really going to be a hands-on camp. We got free Chick-fil-A and Green District afterwards.
Whoa, wait a minute. This camp, when is this camp and where is this camp and free what?
Yeah, free Chick-fil-A and Green District, Saturday, King Louis, 8 to 11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
get your kids signed up.
Is there a, okay, where's
7 to 14, right?
7 to 14.
7 to 14. Ages 7 to 14, where can they sign up at?
They can sign up at brockdoman.com/camp.
Brock Doman. Spell that last name.
D-O-M-A-N-N.
Brock Doman slash camp.
Yep.
Sign up. Green District Chick-fil-A.
Oh, they just put one of them in by the crib, too.
And.
It's legit.
Signed camp MVP.
Yeah.
Signed Monty Montgomery jersey. Are you going to be doing the selections on the camp MVP?
Yeah, we're going to definitely we ain't going to be biased or nothing, but we're definitely going to have input on who's definitely going to win it.
Okay, so are you going to be responsible for the award ceremony?
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, they do have some people working on it, bro.
Listen. Here's the thing. I'm trying to be professional, Steve. I got this man in here. I want to talk football.
Yeah.
Listen, he makes this comment off the air, and listen, let's just.
It's legit too. Yeah.
Let's call it what it is. He's confident about his defense, y'all. And if I came in here and talked about how confident he is in his defense, y'all be like, "Oh, Marcus, you're just saying that again." Steve, without saying what he said, would you vouch that Monty Montgomery is extremely confident in this year?
I feel like he feels pretty good about the defense. Yeah, and just to and to cap that off, immediately, you know, you also have Brock that sounded like. Offense, all right, too. Like, you know, like we doing things.
Now, I kind of talked earlier with Monty in particular. You know, I got a soft spot for the defense. The injury you took. I hate to start off the conversation like that, but that was just one of those questions. I wanted to just understand how you handled an injury. Because here's the thing. Like I said, I saw my son go through pretty much the exact same thing. Worked hard off season. Got his name buzzing. Took an injury. Actually. He got kicked out of the first game of the year for targeting.
Well,
guess who he was playing against?
Matt Corral, yeah.
No.
You.
Yeah. You.
He did.
What I'm telling you is my son got ejected the first game for targeting.
Guess who?
Scott Satterfield and his Appalachian State team. You know what I'm saying? And I watched Coach Scott Satterfield over there like, yeah, get him out of here. So I'm seeing.
He asked him, too. It was the first question he asked Coach Satterfield. He's like, hey, man.
Listen. If you go back and look at it, you can see the guy bend down to one knee, catching the punt. Let him up.
Yeah, but, of course, Jalen, they have a history of that after the Nick Chubb thing, so.
We'll talk about that later on. Okay, so tough grind. At what point did you get positive again? Because like I said, you take that injury, you say, this is going to be my year. I get kicked out early. I got to grind my way back. At what point did you start saying, you know what, I might be back where I need to be? At what point did that kind of hit you?
Well, every year I feel like it's my year, but I started becoming more positive day two, honestly, because my uncle, he told me to let out all my cries and just get back to it, man. My favorite player is Tyron Matthew. Therefore, like I studied his recovery process and all that. Tenacious, you ever seen that? Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, I have not.
But yeah, man, it was tough, and just got to keep fighting through, man. You got to know your end goal and know exactly what you want.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this: you gotta stay ready. You gotta stay ready. You came in, you know. 100%. Yeah, Malik's playing. Like I said, we kind of Steve and I joke around, you know, about your history. Like you've had to grind through, you know, grind through some situations, some seasons. How does that help you in kind of the role you're playing right now at Louisville?
I feel like my whole life I've been underestimated. And that's really made me who I am today. Even in high school when I was a starter, my coaches told college coaches coming in, like, he ain't a D1 dude. And so I had to go JUCO right out of high school and prove that I am that guy. And then I went back to JUCO because I really disliked where I was at.
Right.
And did it all over again. So I know within myself that I have what it takes. You know, quarterback position is a crazy position where once you get that opportunity, you got to take it and run with it.
Quarterback is 99% you need your opportunity. Would you agree with that?
1,000%.
Like quarterback, like no other spot. Like I said, you can have on days and off days, you know, at any other position. But quarterback, you have the right day at the right time. It seems like, you know, hey, you get thrusted right into that position.
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing that helps me is just knowing that my identity is not in football. Mm-hmm. That as much as I grind and put towards it every single day and how I do want to continue to be a football player as long as I can, that while in this waiting process, that I'm also a human being and a brother and a son and a friend and a lot more other things than just a football player. And I think that's what helps bring me purpose on a day-to-day basis is being a great teammate and honestly just soaking up this experience because truly the only difference for me right now is I do everything the starter does, just not on 12 days in the fall.
Yep.
And let me tack on to that because he is
talking with Brock Doman and Monty Montgomery, by the way.
With them hosting a camp, too, just listening to him talk even if you're thinking about, you know, sending kids to a camp, what he just said, I went through to an extent over the last few years. And I like what you said there about, hey, man, like, you know, my identity's not completely in football. Yep. Like, you know, when I was in, not to get too deep in the weeds here, but like for me, you know, just spiritual life, different things like that. Like I went through that over the last, like, hey, man, where do you sit? Like, who are you? You know what I mean? Who are you in this and there? And it's like, when you're hearing this, I just don't want to let stuff like that go over because that's where you're sending your kids. You know what I'm saying? Like when you make a decision to put a kid into a camp or something, or if you're thinking about it right now, do I have time to do that? This isn't just, and you can tell from talking to them.
Yep.
And we've said it, and we're okay with it. Hey, look, if it was for NIL, if it was for money, whatever, hey, man, do your thing. It's still cool. But it's not. You can tell. Looking at them two right now, talking to them, it's, you know, sure, hey, whatever. They get that. But, like, that's a big deal, man. So that's really important what you said right there.
You talk about soaking up the environment. What is it about the environment that y'all liked, like recruitment-wise? Like, if you can just give a little experience, what got you here to Louisville and what said this is the place? Because, you know, we've had a lot of recruiting talk. You know, it's easy for myself and Steve to say, hey, man, this place has facilities. It has all this good stuff. A lot of people don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff, don't really appreciate it. And kind of like the speed of the place, it's like, no, it's a nice little balance between some city life and some, you know. And so what was some of the things that you would just say, like maybe if you were recruiting, one of your guys from back home is now a five-star and you like, hey, there's something you don't know. Kind of explain, you know, what you like about this place and what got you here, both of you.
Yeah, I'll go first. For me, my brother had 16 D1 offers out of high school, so I didn't get recruited personally, but I got to secondhand see it through him.
Yep.
And that was kind of the stage. I was young. I was, like, so enamored with all the facilities and all the bling and all this and that.
Mm-hmm. Facilities
That's how I was like, oh, I'd make my decision based off of boom. Well, then you grow up and you really realize what's actually important, and that is how your coaches are, because they make the decision if you go in or not. And so what was cool is I had a workout with UCLA about 5 days before I worked out here. And it was a completely different...
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that.
Completely different vibe. Like, literally, I was throwing for UCLA, and Chip Kelly's standing right behind me, and all they're looking for is a reason why to not give me a scholarship. I come here and work out. All they're looking for is, like, why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted to see me succeed, and I could feel that. And I was like, so it was a feeling for me of, like, these dudes actually see what I see in myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important thing, is having a coaching staff that sees the positive things in you and not trying to look for all the red flags.
Yep, yep. What say you?
Court Dennison, honestly, man, from a developmental standpoint,
Court's our guy, man.
That's my man.
That's a guy.
But after that season, man, honestly, I was debating on leaving, man. Then they brought in my favorite coach, man. D-Nick, man. He's another guy who's big on development and mentorship. Like, he's very big on that, man, and family and keeping God first. So that kept me here, man, honestly.
Okay, just even choosing to come to Louisville in the first place, what did you like? Like, did you visit or just Court?
Yeah, I took a visit. Court, you know, Court swept me on my feet like how I would do with women, but yeah, man. Court, man, honestly. Mm-hmm.
So what was it like? Like, hey, we have it. Okay, let me ask you this. Did they talk on the field a lot, like opportunity? Because, you know, I end up coming to school because I'm like, the whole guard room got cleared out, a bunch of seniors, like, that was high. Facilities was really high. Like, it was the first place where they had a card that can get you in the building. And this is 20 years ago. And I'm like, damn, you know, like, I can have access to this facility. So it was probably like facility, opportunity. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some good coaching too. Like, you know, I feel like I could do most of that stuff on my own. But the facilities and opportunity was really high on your list. Like, did he have to sell you on opportunity or was you just development?
Yeah, damn sure did had to sell me the opportunity, man. I ain't just finna go nowhere for no reason, but like they was telling me I could rush off the edge and blitz up the middle. Like, that intrigues me, man, most definitely, because I'm more than just a sideline to sideline player. I can cover, I can do everything, honestly, man.
Okay, so you get here last 2 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes I watch it. In the big picture, I say, okay, this record won't work. But sometimes I hear coach say, okay, we're small mistakes here and there between having a much better record, you know. But it seems like everybody, for the most part, like, we didn't get a big transfer number. We didn't seem like we had a lot of unhappy people, you know. Like I said, a couple guys did what they had to do. But for the most part, it's like, you know, the team still has a whole lot of buy-in. Kind of describe the environment over there to people who are not in the locker room and say, okay, these guys are losing. You know, it must be pandemonium over there. You know, kind of talk about the environment over there.
Yeah, the environment is just, we believe in ourselves. Truly, as a collective, we're just honestly a bunch of really good friends. I think that's what's awesome about the team. And the most special part for me is we come in every day and we grind with our brothers. Mm. And you really see that starting from the older dudes that have been here for a while down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coach Souders, I think, has been an unbelievable addition.
Talk about the addition.
Yeah, so he came from Georgia, strength coach. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the off season, your strength coach is your head coach, pretty much.
That's a fact, yeah.
And just his belief that he instills in us, the fact that he came from a program that literally just won the national championship. You know, we start every meeting dapping everyone up, hugging everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a true family environment. And, man, we know we've been counted out. We know they got us at 5.5 wins this year and how we're going to blow that out of the water.
Yeah.
Because truly all we have to do is finish these games. And to finish games, you got to be really tight-knit and really actually do it for each other. And that's why I feel like this year's different is – dudes could have ran and all went their separate ways, but instead we decided just to get closer.
Okay, let me ask you this question. They asked, we kind of went around table yesterday about how do you respond to conditioning, like heavy conditioning? Are you a head on, like hands on top of the head? Are y'all are slunched over kind of guys? I told them I cuss at coaches under my breath. You know, like when I'm really tired and really mad at the coach, I cuss. So do you cuss at Souders? Do you ignore him? How do you deal with when he's really pushing you to the limit? And what's the exercise that makes you want to do that thing?
All right, the exercise that makes me want to do that thing is when we do like farmer's work when we got like heavy deadlift down there and walking like 20 yards and back.
Yeah,
my calluses in my hand.
Yes,
Brock's hand actually exploded, man.
Yeah,
it was bad, oh man. Gosh. A big blister, but
no, it was a really big blood blister before this popped.
Did Coach Satterfield get mad at Coach Souders for it?
What
are you doing?
That's not even his throwing hand. We good. honestly, as for me personally, I'm gonna definitely get in your ass, man. I'm gonna talk trash, and both of us are very motivating.
Because I wanted to ask that question. You know, okay,
as a fan base. We hear how close y'all are, how friends. And, you know, in the football world, sometimes you're like, okay, that's cool. Your friends, like, who's nasty? Like, who in that locker room just y'all playing around too much today? Like, who sets the tone? Is like, we hitting somebody today. Like, kind of go through a couple guys that set the nasty tone.
Well, you got a few, man. I'm one of them. You know, me, Kate, most of the linebackers, man. Honestly, all of the linebackers, the D line, we having to like. Tell them boys stop acting a little soft. They like dancing all day. But, we got a lot of TikTokers on the team, but we definitely get them boys in line, man. We ready.
Okay, definitely. Just to be clear, dancing TikTokers, yeah, not like, football, yeah. Just, you know, on the field. Okay, so the linebacker room is kind of like the tone setter, the hitting guys. Yeah. Okay, well.
But I'm a little bit in between, man. I'm a flashy, flamboyant type of guy, man. I do that, man. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You got to strap your chin, you got to put tighten up your chin strap when you see a couple of offensive players coming. You know, you get lined up over a couple of dudes. You're like, okay, this dude, he's gonna bring it. Give me a couple guys on the offensive end that you like.
I like Big Boone, Donis Boone. I like Brian Hutz. I like my whole starting five, man. O line.
The O line.
Yeah. So, even the backups, man. I like them. They ready, man.
So okay.
And those tight ends come downhill too.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give me a lineman that can make you like punt on this play. And what I mean, listen, without sounding soft, there's a lineman that he gets his hands on you. You kind of like, you got me. Yeah. Which lineman can get his hands on you that you say, okay, somebody else going to have to step up and make the play on this one?
Shit, nah, nope. No one, honestly, no one can really touch me, man. Like, I'm unblockable, but Adonis Boone, man, he definitely, and Caleb Chandler, them two, man. They dogs in the trenches, man. It's really the reason they top 50 in the country preseason, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys ready.
Okay, running back. Which
Tyon Jawar, Mitch, all them boys, they hard, man.
Really?
One dude to look out for that's kind of a dark horse in the running back room is Jawar George.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you. Do y'all hear that?
He's like another Hassan Hall coming, man.
Guys, let me just stop.
I don't know what to say.
We okay, in the world we live in, okay, we hear a lot of like, you know, this guy, what's this guy do? And we said, you can watch Jordan. That's what we said on the show. We said, you can watch Jordan for two plays. You're like, that dude, the way he hits a hole.
He run behind his pads.
It's different. Like, he's vertical. He does everything you need to do. And it's like, for y'all to come right in here and be like, oh, yeah, I mean, when you watch him, it's like...
He reminds me of like LeSean McCoy.
Right.
Like, he got that elusiveness, but he can also go through the line.
A little closer. Yeah. Okay, so I'll ask one individual question. You know, y'all can get out of here. Okay, without giving away strategy. Actually, Brock, you got the microphone. You go first. Without giving away strategy, okay, a complete offensive change is a 10, okay? Not much offensive change is a 1. Like, is there anything new, like, in the system you have to learn, or are you just getting better at the system you already have under Coach Satterfield? Like I said, without giving away anything, do you feel like you're just getting more comfortable in what you already have, or are you getting more creative?
Yeah, I think that the base of it is still the same. But because we've got guys that have been here for so long, mm-hmm. he's able to go deeper and deeper.
Like expand.
And go deeper into the playbook. And so I'll just say we've added on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also what I love is that he's always adjusting to what new players we have.
Mm.
Right? And so...
So the biggest adjustments
the 2020
are player-related.
Season, mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest adjustment is definitely player-related because in 2020 we had Tutu and Dez,
mm-hmm.
and that offense was a lot different than 2021.
Yeah.
We didn't have those boys, mm-hmm. right? And so the pass game specifically was different, right? And so this year you're going to see something different too because we got a whole new receiving core.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is going to be fantasy football. I'm going to ask you one question. I got an offensive pick on this team. Who do I take first?
No, you're going to say?
Tyler Hudson. Not even a question.
Not even a question?
No.
Wow. Wait, where's he from?
Texas.
Look. EFCS. Right, he can't play.
Yeah, right. Yeah, where's he from?
Yeah, I mean, he was just a kid, you know.
Okay.
Y'all, ignore us. Let us get that out of our system.
Being sarcastic. Yeah, yeah. Same question for you, kind of program-wise, you know, just kind of where do you stand on the defensive end?
You say it again?
Okay, like defensive program change. Like, is there a big change? Has it a huge change?
Because you've added the defense, probably even more so in the offense, right, has added, I mean, some pieces. Yeah, you know, added a lot of different pieces now. So maybe even a couple of young fellas that come in and get a little run or whatever. But, like, yeah.
So when you say, okay, you're confident about the improvement.
Absolutely.
Is it improvement in scheme, player personnel, coaching relationship, experience? Like, what? Like, give me a reason that you say, okay, Marcus, it's big-time improvement because of what?
Honestly, they made us eliminate all the clicks, man. We have to, like, definitely dial into one unit. We can't have no more clicks. Like, they killed that energy.
Mm.
That's the reason I say we're going to definitely allow the offense to score 10 points so we can win the game. That's how I feel, man.
I like that.
You didn't say that, did you?
I like that.
Oh, God. Now I got to defend this for the next 3 months.
You're a brilliant man if you defend that, man. I promise you, you're going to win a lot of money.
Okay, give me one. You can. I won't make any rules. Give me one fantasy football draft pick from the defensive end.
From the defensive end,
yeah, or no, from the defensive side of the
defensive side.
Me, my
listen, I had to ask. I totally had to ask.
I'm gonna put the team on my back this year. I got you, man.
Listen, Monty Montgomery, it. Brock Doman. The door's open. Tell everybody this is the place to come. We chop it up. Talk. Listen, you can come before the show, after the show. Give out the information one more time. BrockDomanCamp.com, I believe it is. But
yes,
you can get the repeat.
Yeah, so to sign up, you go to BrockDoman.com/camp. Is this Saturday. I repeat, this Saturday at King Louis from 8 to 11 a.m. We got so much for you guys. We got a touchdown celebration segment. We got obstacle course. We got basic skills and drills. And you're
ages
gonna have,
7 through 14.
Ages 7 through 14, you're going to have over 20 Louisville football players there.
Mm.
And two different options for food, whether you want healthy or unhealthy. We got what you need.
It's like calories or no calories.
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is the Lord's food, man.
Like, social media, so everybody can just know where to find y'all individually, because I'm sure people enjoyed, you know, actually hearing your personality. So make sure you give out your social media accounts while I got you in here.
Yeah, I got... My Instagram's bdoman19. Bdoman19.
So your most Instagram?
Yes.
That'll work.
On all platforms, I'm MontyTBE1. MontyTBE1.
Listen, I could not do anything more for the young fellas. I appreciate y'all stopping by. Again, I'm looking forward to it. Make sure y'all follow me. I'll follow y'all. You know, like I said, I'm going to get you on my little night. YouTube show, have a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
That'll do it, people. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Because my life is dope, and I do dope. And they hung up the phone.
You were supposed to do all Master P music today.
It's close enough.
We all got a thing.
My bad.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. We just would like to thank one more time Monty Montgomery and Brock Doman for hanging out with us. Steve, I think we had a good time. I think the listeners of Middays enjoyed that.
Listen, it was fun and even more fun. I mean, just hearing a little bit of the confidence, you know, kind of come through, but there was
plenty
of that.
Let me do one thing. Like, hey, y'all, I let my arrogance put the studio in a bit of a bad situation. I and my connection to the fans enjoy the surprise factor. I enjoy the fact that you have to tune in to Middays with Marcus Maben because you never know what you're going to get. I like that in particular.
Because my life is dope and I do dope.
It's dope, and I do dope stuff, but unfortunately, that's not how radio is ran.
It's how Middays is ran.
That's how Middays was ran. But apparently,
my life is dope, and I do dope.
I have to give a little bit of a heads up to my coworkers and say, hey, y'all, something extra dope might be happening today, just to give you the heads up. Because, you know, like I said, maybe I should have done a better job of preparing. You know, the world, hey, we're going to have Monty Montgomery and Brockton here to tell us everything about what's going on in the program, from their recruiting to what they love to what the changes in the environment and all that good stuff. I had a good time. I always have a good time talking to the young fellas.
Dude, that was an awesome interview.
You enjoyed it?
No, I've got from, you know, like all around. Everybody was terrific. Like, I've got like 7 marks made, like, for promos, funny ha-has.
Was it just the
sports centers?
Was it just the content part of it, or do you think the actual listener enjoyed it?
Well,
Nikki?
I mean, there's multiple.
Are you only thinking in terms of content?
No, there's multiple levels because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When you told me Brock Domain when I first came in, I was like, wait, who? And I was like, oh, the backup. Like, okay. Like, and so, Steve brings up a good point. Like, I believe them when they say. That, like, you know, they're not doing this just for the bag. Mm. And, I mean, so you get to know them on a more personal level. Mm. There's that aspect of it. There's the stuff about how they're motivated. Mm. That's the stuff, as a fan, you go, okay, let's go, boys. There's the analysis aspect of it. What's different? What's the different locker room dynamics? Not clicky. I mean, those are certain things that you can talk about. Those are the sports radio topics.
Were you surprised that was the number one thing on the defensive ends? We're not
a little bit. I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. But, I mean, I guess it makes sense. And that kind of goes into the factor of when you lose a guy like Monty. He might not be the biggest dude. He would tell you that, but he plays like the biggest dude, and he's also the one that's the glue guy.
Yeah,
and when you lose a guy like that on the field, when he says something like that, then you kind of go back and you look and go, okay, I could see why maybe everything was a little bit wonky, because you're losing a captain. That's what a captain does. That's what a captain's supposed to do. I mean, so I'm not blowing smoke at y'all. That was a terrific interview.
I enjoyed it.
And also, here's the other thing. Spoiler alert, on the V Show, we had Steve Clarkson on Diener Show.
Mm-hmm.
We had Brock on here. Both of them talked about aspects of coming to the University of Louisville that don't immediately go into NIL.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, so talking about like Kenny Payne's whole thing, like, we want guys that want to be here. Steve Clarkson talked about how they felt at Oregon that Pierce was just going to be a quarterback to have a quarterback. He was just going to fill out the roster. Whereas here, there was a commitment that, hey, no, you're going to be a part of this team.
Yeah.
Brock said that, you know, Chip Kelly's looking for a reason to not cut him. Whereas.
To cut him.
I'm sorry. Whereas, Scott Satterfield's like, no, we can work with this. I mean, to me, that's interesting in this changing landscape of NIL that. No, it's not all about the bag. They're still selling points. That's going to be a topic on the V Show today with those two sound bites.
It was apparent that they still want to be loved.
Exactly.
Outside of just...
Yeah. It's not all about green. It's about wanting to feel like you're part of something and that people are investing in you, not just in dollars and cents.
What stood out to you, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit
Nikki, everything Steve is about to say outside of Hudson is going to be a lie, so just make sure you listen to him.
I was going to say, mine was just the confidence, man. The that looked like a couple guys who's like, no, we're gonna. I like the way they were so
dismissive. It's not coming from coaches.
Like even so dismissive of 5.5, it was like, we'll blow it out of the water.
I don't gamble. If I did, and I sat in a room with Monty Montgomery, what do you call it, Fozzles?
Oh, wait, what? I don't know the word you're going for here.
I heard Al Pacino use the word Fozzles trying to get some money from Donnie Brasco.
Oh.
I would put, I've heard many Italian slang terms that you use for money.
That's beans. That translates to beans. Okay. So yeah,
that would be applicable.
Yeah, I think so.
Put some beans down on the over of 5.5.
Yeah.
What other Italian slang money terms would you use?
That's the only one that pops into my head. And quite honestly, I didn't even know that was a money term. I just know fazools is like beans. So I'm fake Italian, man. I could be making all that up,
it
sounds
crashed
right.
And burned. I just saw it in Donnie Brasco. I mean, it has kind of.
You watch Donnie Brasco 4 times and you know 4 episodes of Sopranos. You're Italian as me. Congratulations, Marcus.
your entire.
You might be from the southern part of Italy, but you're still you're as Italian as I am.
You just your whole lingo changes as soon as you start. Okay. So put a macro wrap up on Monty and Brock.
Yeah, I mean
camp. coming up. Like I said, you can go back and listen to that, and I'm sure Nikki will have it up on the podcast, up on the site here shortly.
ESPNLouisville.com.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't think the coaches will be mad? We didn't give away any strategies or anything.
No. They did a good job at saying, you know, but I like what they say. I mean, with Brock, you know, he says on the offensive end, I think that was important. It's like, nah, it wasn't really the personnel. It's that we went deeper into the playbook, you know. On the defensive end.
With consistency.
Yeah. On the defensive end, it sounds a little more like personnel and mindset of how things, you know, as opposed to opening up the playbook, you know, a little differently. So it sounds
there was no chance Monty was going to pick anybody else.
Yeah.
As the number one defensive draft pick.
No, absolutely not.
I could see it. He gave me the 1,000-yard stare like, hey, I know you're not about to ask me.
I know.
If I would pick another player on this team. Like, no. When I asked him, hey, Monty, who's okay? So give me some guys in the look, Dylon. Yeah. He was getting ready to hit me with that.
Who's the locker room leader? Me. Who's the best defense player? Me. Like, okay. All right. I like it.
And if that's kind of is the case,
sure.
It's like, yes, he makes the difference last year in four games.
Yeah.
Four close games? What, is he not a player too? Does he not get to the Virginia's quarterback?
Right. No, yeah, that's a good point.
You know, on a couple of those plays.
Absolutely.
And this is when I'm at my maddest.
Yeah.
At Coach Brown or Coach Satter or anything. When I'm at my angriest, you're rushing three, then you bring him, you know, somewhere, you know, random. I'm like, okay, I can be fair. You can't lose him.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can tell he's a football guy, too. He even asked me, listen, Nikki, Jalen did a dance when he sacked. He was like in the Sun Bowl against Northwestern 5 years ago, and Monty was like, what's up with that dance they were doing? And I was like, I asked him the same thing. like this is a nice little money wop dance. It's like, he's like, yeah, I saw that too. It's like, yeah, I like his attitude. I'm like, you're a football. Yeah, you're all in. You're really all in invested in the situation.
Dude, how ready is he to play this year? I mean, you could just you could see it. Like,
yeah, he's chomping.
Yeah.
Steve enjoyed his don't say what the vehicle is, but you were.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
And to Monty's credit, he's like, I'm just getting started. My vehicle game is going
to
be.
To quote Al Pacino again, I'm just getting warmed up.
I was like, okay. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We have a new player on the roster.
Okay.
The basketball roster.
We do.
A new player? We have one. Allegedly, it's sniffing around.
Mm-hmm. Still on campus today.
Uh-huh. And I personally am so glad the weather cooperated.
Oh, it's beautiful.
To me, I'm just like, that is the most underrated thing. If I'm on campus and I have a kid from Florida is on campus and he has 90-plus degree days in Louisville, Kentucky. And facilities.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to, like, chase him off, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you – come on, coach. The weather cooperated. We got some spots for you. Again, this is me putting a little additional pressure and not knowing anything that's going on over there. But we'll talk about our additions in a little bit more. So we'll hit our top of the hour so I can keep you a little bit on schedule. Are we going way too early? Okay, I don't want to get into the basketball conversation too deep, though. Okay, so Steve, 5.5, are you ready to change it?
No, I mean, I still, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's still like, I love what I'm hearing, but I still think we're in after the last 2 years, we're in a position where, and I think.
Okay, not arm folded, you're a fan right now.
Yeah. Yeah, like, let's see what they do, you know? Like, let's see how you respond. Let's see what happens out there on the field. Because, I mean, you know, the first year you had some things, some turnovers, a few ball bounces the other way. Mm-hmm. I'm talking not the first year, but The last
the first of the last 2 years.
Yeah, and then the second year, it's kind of like, well, you had injuries, well, a lot of big injuries.
And that was a COVID. That was a COVID disaster, and obviously we were the only school actually testing. In hindsight,
right? I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we did. We played one game without an entire defensive line and almost won.
Meanwhile, in the same state.
Yeah,
I watched the team play all their games and not miss one player.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That wall is real.
I know. Big time.
Even after public brawls,
right?
And in fraternities,
yeah, just
nobody managed to.
Works out.
It's amazing how it works out.
It all just works out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you got a good AD up there like that.
Yeah.
they aren't too happy with the AD right now. In case y'all didn't know. Mitch Barnhart, is he going to survive this?
I don't care. I don't care what he does. Yeah, no, it is. Like I said, I still think everybody is. But you made a good point there. I think people are
not arms crossed, but fans.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Still a little closer to the prove it side, though.
Yeah,
definitely still a little closer to the proven side. So, like I said, I'll give people a pass if you're at 45%, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, arms crossed is 51%, you know, or no, full invested is 51% up.
Mm-hmm.
Arms folded 45, it's like, yeah, okay, I got a little bad taste in my mouth
right.
from last year, you know, but I'm sitting here at the 50-yard line waiting to see what happens. And Syracuse is on the road. You could do a lot. You could do a lot of positive momentum.
Yeah, because, I mean, the schedule's not easy. I mean, you know, you're going to play four of the top 10 quarterbacks, five or six of the top 25 quarterbacks. I mean.
And they knew, listen, y'all, they knew 73 days. First thing Steve asked, you know, when y'all getting revved up?
Yeah.
73 days. It's like, okay. he said, oh, no, you mean when we're getting.
Yeah.
And
starting practice.
Yeah, starting practice. He's like, oh, man, August. I don't even know that, but I don't even care.
I know.
It's funny listening to him say Coach Souders is your head coach in the offseason.
Yeah, strength in football, strength coach is a head coach. Absolutely.
If I started over again, Steve, I would have asked him about the weight program, though.
Yeah.
I hate that I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I want to bark about him.
Yeah,
we've gained any weight. It's like, does he might have to gain weight?
Right.
Oh, but he looks at he does like his offensive line.
Yeah,
and that was good to talk about. Okay, Nikki, I cannot tap dance without going into full basketball conversation. So you have got to get me to the finish line because, like I said, I don't want to start this hour. You know, give a little tease, give a little radio thing. And I'm sorry for putting you in a bad position at the end, at not giving you the heads up. You had to go find some nice action shots of everybody.
You gave me enough heads up. I just want to make some audio. I have an idea of something we can do, and it's only going to take 15 seconds. And anyone who knows me knows the things I can do in 15 seconds are quite mediocre.
Okay, so I will help you tap dance while you set up the 15-second exit strategy for Middays with Marcus Maybe. And listen, y'all, go back and listen to the interview. I'm sorry I could not get the YouTube started up in time. And sometimes when the studio's packed, it just gets a little clunky. So, yeah, put up with me. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.